you're shouting for Jesus, make it bigger, make it higher. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands where you are. Thank the Lord for the day one. Appreciate Him for everything He has done. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you for day two, day three, day four, day five. You were not sick. Despite anything they told you, health condition, anything, you are still here. Appreciate God. Appreciate Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for the testimonies, for the word you heard. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you. For the privilege He has given to you to wait upon Him. Thank you. You could come here every day. You're not in prison. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you. Within the short time that we have today, perfect everything you started. Don't let us go into 2023 without you launching us. Send your word. Do what only you could have done. Let your name be glorified. Lord, perfect everything that concerns us. In the name of Jesus. As we get into the word and do everything we need to do today, Lord, go ahead of us. Amen. Let the song we sing be the ones you want to hear. Amen. Let the dance we do, everything we do, be the ones you want to experience. Amen. Be in charge. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Before you start finding yourself, go to 23 people. Tell them God is doing something in your life you'll discover later. I'm sure you heard the testimony today of that lady.
You changed my life. I am not the
not the same, the same again. I am not the same again. I can tell you I am not the same again. In the name of Jesus,
I am not the same again.
I am not the same, the same again. I am not the same again. I am not the same again.
I am not the same.
Cause a shout to the Lord. Amen. You be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. What are we going to see about Elijah Daniels? Come on. When it was done, my wife reminded me that he's coming back again. What's Then they heard among the nations, they said, the Lord has indeed done. Yes, the Lord. When your enemies agree that indeed, God has been good to this person. That will be your story this year. Now do your dance. Hallelujah. The message I wanted to preach yesterday, I preached it. Today is Thanksgiving. Amen. Please be seated. God bless you. I'll be right back. God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want to read to you from Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. Zechariah chapter 4. This is a strange prophecy when an angel was talking to another angel. Very strange. Normally, what you see is an angel talking to a human being. But this one, an angel was talking to another angel. Now, the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man wakened out of his sleep. Don't forget that he was sleeping. He woke him up. And he said to me, what do you see? Now we're looking together. What do you see? What do you see? So that we can know that we're on the same page. So I said, I am looking. And there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Please pay attention. And two olive trees were by it. One at the right hand, one at the left side of the bowl. Verse 4. So I answered and I spoke to the angel who talked to me, saying, what are these, my Lord? What are these? Then the angel who talked to me answered and said to me, do you not know what these are? How are you a prophet, Zechariah, if you don't know this? How do you survive as a Christian? How can you be a good Christian? How can you walk with the Lord? How can you be hearing God if you don't understand this? How can you be a COSA member? How can you say, okay, I want God to bless me in 2023 if you don't understand this? You don't know what these are? The angel was surprised. These are things, these are kindergarten things in heaven where I came from. I said, no, Lord, my Lord, I don't know. And he answered, said, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. This is the reason why he's been struggling. This is the word of the Lord. Tell him, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Verse 7. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth the capstone with a shout, grace and grace to it. I wish I could read the entire thing. You will see, apart from Zechariah, that the word was revealed to, the angel stopped another angel and said, say to them, Jerusalem cannot be measured because of the people that dwell in. So it's a strength prophecy. First of all, I'd like to let you know, out of many things I know and I could share with you, God said I should share this with you. Zerubbabel was trying to build the temple at this time, and he was struggling. Anything, anybody who is doing anything for God, if it's affecting the enemy will try to stop you. When Nehemiah was trying to build the wall of Jerusalem, despite his position and everything, they said, oh, what the Jewish people are building, if a fox were to walk on it, it will fall. Now, if the fox were to walk on it and it will fall, why are they bothered? The Arabians, the soldiers, Sambalat, Tobias, they came together. They invited him to the Valley of Ono. They tried to distract him. The man said he wasn't going. There was not. If you see the enemy troubling something, it's because that thing will be against him later. If you are building what the enemy has planned, he won't disturb you. You are helping him. So Zerubbabel was going through a lot. Just like somebody in this place, you're going through a lot. Building your business, building a family, building a ministry. And you are putting all sorts of things. Zerubbabel at this time was operating in his muscle. It's gotten to a level, he stopped operating by the Spirit of God. He started operating, he thinks, what should I do next? I know what God has told me. I know the word of the Lord to me. What should I do? He was frustrated. He thought to him, oh, what I would do is I will have more friends. If I visit them, they won't be gossiping about me. Give all of them, even if they don't ask, I give all of them my phone numbers. I laugh with them. Zerubbabel, when he leaves, they wink at him. Foolish man. So he can come now. The fire we have kindled has touched. So he can come now. He thinks if I'm nice to people, I can build. Let me be nice. Even where they didn't invite him, he showed up there. It didn't work. You think, okay, let me enter a clique. If I enter the reigning clique, when they want to discuss general things, they laugh. But when they want to discuss deeper things, when they want to sink somebody, they don't involve him. Zerubbabel was frustrated. Then he decided, maybe because I'm not popular, I want to make myself a name. He tried all sorts. Are you a minister in this house or you're listening to me online? Or God has told you to achieve something. You've been trying to do it in your strength. You've tried everything, the physical. You woke up early. You went to the office. You came back late, eating the bread of sorrow. Doing everything you know to do. And God said, Zerubbabel is not supposed to struggle like this. Angel, you need to appear and tell his prophet that Zerubbabel is doing something in line with my will. He's not supposed to struggle. Are you here today? You're struggling. Or maybe there's some things you don't see anymore because you've been doing the 12 days of glory. If you go back to reset, you start seeing those things again. Maybe you have marks all over your body. You sleep and you shout, you are not able to call the Jesus. Or maybe birds fly over your house. I don't know what it is. Maybe you have attacks in your dream. You don't see any of such things during this 12 days of glory. And we're about to round off when you're thinking, hey, if Pastor Biodun knows, if only he knows what this 12 days of glory represents for me, I know. You can continue. The word to Zerubbabel is the word to you. He says, say to Zerubbabel, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. First of all, I'd like to let you know that in Leviticus 6, verse 11, God from the inception, I wish I could show you from the book of Exodus. He commanded. He said, then he shall take off his garments and put on other garments and carry out the ashes out of the camp to a clean place. Verse 12. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. In other words, when it comes to the lamp, when it comes to everything in the temple, there's an altar that represents God being inside of you. He said that fire must not go down. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offering. Let me explain to you. In verse 13, the Bible says that fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. So, in the Old Testament, they made sure the priest, out of when they entered the promised land, instead of dividing the inheritance into 12, they divided it into 11. And God said to the priest, I am your inheritance. So I want you to be in the temple. The fire didn't only burn in the morning. People were doing shift to make sure the fire on the altar was never quenched. Oh, is it your time? Even if you are talking with your best of friend, you go and check the fire. It must never go out. That was your duty. Amongst many things, amongst taking the sacrifice from people, the major reason why you are a full-timer, the major reason why the Lord has put them in the temple was to make sure the fire doesn't go out. Child of God, you are a priest in the New Testament. God is responsible for kindling the fire. You are responsible for maintaining the fire. God told Adam, keep and tend the Garden of Eden. He didn't start it. God started it. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, a fire was kindled. The wall of partition in dividing people from coming to God fully was turned from up to down, telling you the order is from above. I pray in the name of Jesus, the word to Zerubbabel shall be a reality in your life. Anybody trying to discourage you, anybody trying to make you go down, in the name of Jesus, they will go down before you. Let me say to somebody here, Absalom died before David. David did not die before Absalom. Ahithophel died before David. Judas, as close as it is, died before Jesus. Anybody, can I pray for you, that is saying in 2023, you will not go somewhere that God has budgeted for you, they will die before you. It doesn't matter. The outward man may perish, but the inward man is being renewed every day. As long as you maintain the fire, I command anybody waiting to see your obituary will die before you. If you believe it, shout a threefold amen, somebody. Sit down. The life God has called you and I to live is an illuminated life. The life of Kari is the light that is a life. So if we depended on the sun alone, then we will have to build the temple in such a way that there will be many windows. That's not a problem. So the sun, natural light will come in. But when the sun sets, the house becomes dark. God doesn't want it. He's the Father of light with whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. And all good gifts come down, James 1:17, from the Father of lights. So we can't depend on a natural being. I'm nice to people. I'm not saying don't be nice to people. Oh, I check on people. How many people will you check on? You're already setting yourself up to have a small thing, to be small in life. Lapidoth was small. He was the husband of Deborah, but he was small because his mind was small. That's not what God has done. God does not want, see, everything God made, he made it with you in mind. I've seen an evil on the face of the earth. The kings are riding on the floor. The slaves are riding on the donkey. It's an evil. It's travesty. Something is wrong somewhere. God does not expect you to depend on your natural self. Oh, my father. It was a politician. I'm the first son. Do you know what has been willed to me? If that's what you're depending on, everything will fail. I told someone to speak on finance here. His father is a billionaire. But you could see his father wondering, this man is a Jewish man. Because he could tell, this boy is not waiting for inheritance. God has blessed him. That is where you're going. Where those who are blessed are wondering how you got blessed. That's where you're going. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. So God does not expect us to depend on natural light, because anything natural is never God. You will take the glory. So your relationship with God is not going to be sustained by anything natural. If the reason why you have people in your church is because you are an Igbo man or you are an Ekiti man. So they say, why are you going to that Igbo man's church? You are supposed to be Ekiti. No, that's nonsense. I don't need the brain of an astronaut to know that church will soon crumble. You don't need to give me a word. I know, like I know my name. It's not consistent with the Bible. And you know why I'm going to that church is that our people, who are your people? I'm first a Zionist before even I'm a Nigerian. Take it anywhere. I will say it again. Any true pastor, any true Christian, is first of all, the Bible says our citizenship is from heaven, isn't it? Ephesians 3:20. Our citizenship is in heaven. I'm a dual citizen. I'm a Nigerian. But first of all, I'm a heavenarian. See, our people. Who are your people? In fact, you lose favor when you mention you are from Ekiti. You lose favor. Instantly. Does it mean I don't like my village? I like my village. But why are you telling me? It means you are still Kana. It means you've not gone beyond your natural self. God does not want the natural light to sustain the relationship between you. I went to a church to preach. The Yorubas would dance, followed by the Igbos, followed by the Efiks. I told the pastor, I said, you lost church. He's older than me in everything, in ministry, in everything. I said, sir, can I tell you the truth? This church will go down. He said, no, we are giving people opportunity to identify themselves. 10 years after, he came back. He said, that thing you told me that day, is it true? I said, if you take it 10 ways, it may make sense, but it doesn't make God. How can you? They showed me a montage of somebody that was supposed to sing. The media. Out of the montage, they said, it's from so-so-so players. I said, remove that part. If you can't remove it, don't play it. From where? So after the service, they say, so you are from that, you are from my village. They will start for me click. That's nonsense. I called the minister here. I said, I don't want to see people in your from where you are in your in a click. Said, no, sir. I said, I'm warning you, I'm beginning to notice it. If you are intimidated because you are from one side of it, it's not in this. No, I don't know about it. Because it will never happen while I'm alive. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not walk in your natural strength. I say you will not walk in your natural strength. In case you're wondering, why is it that things aren't working? Why am I struggling? It's because the light in your environment is wrong. It's wrong. Somebody came to beg me, a fellow minister, and said, but what I did, this person did it. What I did this way, is it because they are Yoruba? I said, you have lost your. Yeah, stand up, be going. He thought I was joking. I said, you lost your. How can you say because, I don't even remember that I'm Yoruba. What are you talking about? These are things you grew up with. They did an experiment in London recently by Tesco. I think I told you about it. They found out that onions were not supposed to sting the eyes. The onions that sting the eyes, they have sulfur in their background. There are lots of people with sulfur in their background. You've been damaged and you don't know. That family, something happened in 1984. Were you alive? Why you the one that caused it? I told somebody, I said, your father and your mother, they loved each other, they got married. Were you there? So let them handle their thing. Be neutral. There are a lot of people that receive curses because they took sides with something they don't know the background. I pray for you. In that. What I'm saying is more important than you think. It's simple, but it may be a solution to your problem. I pray in the name of Jesus. After this trade with the glory, your eyes will be open. I say your eyes will be open. So the light on the lampstand must never go out. Your life should not be suspended because the moon came and the night came. No. God wants, no matter what happens outside, inside, the light will never go out. Hallelujah. So there were priests on duty 24 hours. 24 hours. This thing I showed you is not a choice. It's a need. It's not, oh, I'm not a pastor. Pastor is not talking to me. No. It's a need. You can't be a successful Christian. You can't even get to heaven the way you're supposed to get to heaven without knowing this. The angel said to Zerubbabel, don't you know these things? You don't know what they represent? Ah, how are you a prophet? He said to Zechariah, how are you a prophet? You are not only a prophet, you are a prophet to people building things for God. How do you hear God if you don't know these things? He said, no, I don't know them. He said, well, I'm not here to educate you. These are the words of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Amen. Let me describe what happened to you. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 1, the angel woke him up from the sleep. Bible says, arise, you that sleep among the dead, and let Christ give you light. There are things that are, it's popular to be dead. So you look left and right and say, ah, these people are dead. I'm not dead. So you try to be dead. So you slept among the dead. Dancing like them, talking like them, behaving like them, because it's popular to be dead. People even like you. They say, your own Christianity, I like it. You're not extreme. In other words, I can smoke in front of you. I can drink in front of you. I can do anything I want in front of you. Your own is no extreme. And you are proud because you don't do those things, but your friends do those things. Evil communication corrupts good manners. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Like I've prayed for you before, your eyes will be open. Yeah. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, if our gospel be hid, is hidden from those whom the king of this world has blinded. I pray for you that your eyes will be open. Amen. So God woke, the angel woke him up from his sleep and told him, this thing I'm showing you, they are the words of Zerubbabel. First of all, I need to describe what happened to you. The lampstand is called menorah in the Jewish accent. Menorah. I'm sure you've seen it before. You saw like 7 candles with a bowl under. It's called menorah. How many of you have lit your house with, before there were candles, with what is called chagall? You don't know chagall? Huh? Anybody knows Jago? What is it called? Jago? Okay, you know, you don't say that in Kosa. Just say Jago. So what happened, let me describe it to you in case you don't know what it is that they put oil or kerosene or anything in the container and put a thread. As long as the oil is there, the fire will be burning. So all you need to do is to maintain, the, it's like the old version of candle. Candle uses wax, which is a type of oil that's congealed. But they use fiscal oil. You now know Jago? Your grandmother used it? Okay, 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 okay. Praise God. That was exactly what the menorah was. It just had 7 threads. So, olive tree on the right, olive tree on the left. As long as the olive tree was secreting oil, dripping there, the fire did not go out. The reason why Zerubbabel was struggling to build was because he's been shifted from the position. That's why he's been struggling. Not because the enemy attacked him, not because they said this. Anything they say, we only train for 3 days. That doesn't stop his work. Come on, talk to me. As long as Zerubbabel is positioned like that, he will continue to do well. I pray that after this fast, you will do well. I say you will do well. The victory you have in this season will not end with this season. In the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Let me say this to you. A lot of people don't know that as a child of God, you need oil to function. You need oil that secretes from the olive oil to function. That's why a lot of people make noise. Noise. Have you seen an empty grinder before? Until you put pepper or you put tomato. When something is empty, how many of you have driven a car that was knocked before? Before the car knocks, what happened? Noise. Noise. When someone is making noise, you say, he has impacted ministry. When someone is making noise, you say, I love that brother. He's on fire for God. Meanwhile, only 2 people were going out. The lady called me and said, I'm not going out with the guy again. I said, why? Said, he only shouts, praise the Lord. Preach, preacher, in church. I told him he doesn't pray. Eh? So I called the brother. Said, sometimes I don't pray at home. I don't know. She doesn't live with me. I said, before your fiancé, we say you don't pray. I can tell you, you don't pray. Because you don't pray with her. And you ought to be the pastor of your own. I pray that one thing that will happen to you is that you know the value of this oil. Amen. Engine that is not functioning well, that doesn't have oil, will not function well. You see them jacking and they just knock on the wheel. You are driving your car, you start calling the cab now. You start looking for a towing vehicle. Some people tow themselves here. And you know, at the beginning, you can still use AC in a towing vehicle. The towing vehicle is towing you. It's more expensive. You can still listen to music. But that battery will soon run down. Because the engine is supposed to be running. But now it's hooked. In case you are here, you are hooked. God will set you free. I say God will set you free. I say God will set you free. There's no way your light will continue to shine. That's why you open the Bible, you sleep. During praise worship, you dance. During the word, you're dozing. That's why you see me, anybody sleeping, I say, get out. Go to the back. Because that thing can spread. In a church, when they sleep, maybe because when I was young, they used to sleep in my church. People will sleep. You'll be hearing. The fan will be here. We'll be standing. How many of you know those kind of fans that they bring down? Half of the church sleeping. And we had a preacher that used to tell stories. One day he said he wanted to tell the people how people use Jesus to sell akara. Myself and my younger brother look at ourselves. We say, eh? Akara in church. So your light can be, you are praying, you sleep. Your Bibles are gone together out of saliva. You put the Bible under your pillow. The devil raises your head up, takes the Bible, slaps you. You come out, you say, I'm standing on God's word. You stand on your Bible. Because there's no light, no fuel, no oil. You are down. I told someone today, if you keep sleeping in church, it is because there's a demon in you. I will cast it out. Because you are not, I know you are a good person, but I will cast out that demon. The person just realized that, wow, this is a serious matter. Some things cannot be in your life because you don't have oil. I pray in the name of Jesus, the oil that will make you continue to overcome the enemy shall be upon your head. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Are you getting something? Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Please pay attention to this. I will still run a series on this. Let your garment always be white. What? If I can't make it happen, God won't say it. Let your garment. Let means allow. Let means permit. Permit or allow your garment to always be white. How do you do it? Let your head never lack oil. That's how to keep your garment white. Some things you just do them, you wonder, why do I do these things? It's because you lack oil on your head. You don't even know why you tell lies. You're not telling lies to save your life. You just see things your eyes didn't see. That's how you are. You just lie. You think that's what will give you prominence? Or no. Oil. Thank you. I love that person. Oh yeah. I pray your head will not be dry. Your garment will be white. In the name of Jesus. Please, ladies, forgive me. But have you seen ladies like this? If you've seen the brothers, shout hallelujah. Just imagine that we are a church that ties calf. Only God knows, you know, when they do like this. When they're in the room, they scratch. Well, I don't know what they're chasing because the girls around me don't do that. I don't know why. But I know that if you are able to oil, okay, let me tell you the men's experience. Is it okay for me to say it? If you're a man, you've had dandruff before, wave your hands at me. What do they call dandruff? Dryness of the scalp. A lot of people go through dryness. They're always scratching. They always have marks. Scratching in the spirit. Nothing do you now oil. Now oil. Your head will not lack oil. What do we prophesy? Oil on my head, speed on my feet. Oh, Eddie even sang about it. Oil on my head, speed on my feet. Once oil is on your head, you take off. You'll not be slowed down in 2023. Your life will be lubricated. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, Elijah told Ahab, rain will come. Quickly go to Jezreel. Ahab was still struggling. When rain started, Elijah picked up the best horses. If you had a fast house, they would take it from you and give the king. 7 horses challenged 1 chariot. But Elijah ran and outran the king because oil was upon his head. I pray in the name of Jesus, this year you will have speed under your feet. Your garment would always be white. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Oil also represents an anointing that causes you to do things effortlessly. Huh? You know, when I was singing, what's in my girl, Bolivar? I said, add your dance to it, because dance. You know, when someone says, I want Gary, 19 era, Erna, dance. I know Sappy dance. So I said, add your dance to it. But Elijah Daniels dances effortlessly. Effortlessly. Pastor Bill, did you preach the 12 days of glory? I've done 30 days many times. Many times. And people were blessed. People came to me and told me they were blessed. Preaching is nothing to any pastor that is called of God. That's the same way I wonder when I come to your organization. What makes you operate effortlessly? May you not lack it in 2023. When you see yourself, you are the last to leave church. You are the last to leave your office. You are, God is not faithful. Something is wrong somewhere. Is it that God has not called you to that thing? Or you don't have oil in that area? Somebody said, don't spare grace. G-R-A-C-E. Spell it G-R-E-A-S-E. Because when grace upon your life, there's a grace that you begin to glide on the path of destiny. In 2023, begin to glide. Begin to glide. In 2023, as we round off 12 days of glory, know that once you position under that tree of olives, he said, these are the words of Zerubbabel. It doesn't matter what the Arabians or the military or anybody is doing to discourage you. He says, Zerubbabel, that put that laid the foundation, we put the capstone on it. I pray in 2023, you will not die. Sweatlessly get results. You will reign with Christ Jesus. If I'm talking about you, shout hallelujah like fire. I listen to many people. They teach things that are trendy. Oh, many years ago, when I was still in Loring, they had a service where they taught psychology. And it was trendy. If you didn't teach it as a young man, you are not in ministry. I called my ministers. I said, this is never God. You know, the first thing you feel in Koza, I don't know whether you still feel it, in those days, is you feel like you're in heaven. The man will break, anybody preaching will break the scriptures for you in the way you can take whatever you learn on Sunday, you can use it on Monday. That's what we're talking about. You don't make a hard thing. Don't make a simple thing hard. Don't preach revelation and confuse yourself, but don't preach psychology. No. 6 steps, 7 steps that are not of God. I laugh. Those people, if I mention their names now, you can't find them. I had a pastor that read psychology. Even a PhD in psychology. He told me, he said, what those people are teaching is pure. There's nothing they are teaching that I've not done in school. I said, yes, sir. God already told me before you told me. I will never teach that. See, if we want to do some other things, there are places to go. If we want to hear God, you go to church. You may not agree with me, but I've been saying this for years. I pray in the name of Jesus that effortlessly. That's the reason why some gatherings are not growing, because God will not bless a mess. I pray in the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will stand out. I say you will stand out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your supply of oil will not cease. In the name of Jesus. How many of you have driven a car that has knocked before? Anybody like me? Amen. Anybody like me? Only me? Wait, what do you see when they open the engine? You see heat. Heat. When a church is going through, or your business or a career is going through a lack of oil situation, there's heat. People will rebel. I'm not saying you don't go through trials. Everything will go haywire. It's lack of oil. If you are angry at people, you're just angry for fun. If you kill them, more people will resurrect. Oil is your problem. Particularly, you never know when your oil is low. You don't know. You'll be blaming everything. You know, Seneca said the house was dark. The slave said this house was dark. And Seneca would look around. The house is not dark. Only for them to discover that Seneca's slave was blind. That was why she thought the house was dark. I pray in the name of Jesus, your oil will never go low. Amen. Your crankshaft will not hook. Amen. Your oil pump in the name of Jesus will not hook. Amen. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. It was when I go to Abuja that I heard that Christians would just go and walk up to their pastor. I want a break. Break for what? I just want to take some time off work. I don't want to talk to God. I don't want to work for God. I want to take some time off. You may think I'm talking like a pastor. People go into the wilderness and never come out of wilderness. They may join back the workforce. They may be doing... But in their heart, they may never come back. Because number one, anything I am doing for God, don't let me use you because I don't know what you're doing for God. I can be replaced. May God never replace me while I'm alive. Amen. May I never leave my duty post. Amen. Blessed is the man when his master cometh, find him so doing. Don't let anything. David came back in 1 Samuel 30. They are taking his children, the children of the associate, burnt everywhere as Ziklag. He still said, Abiathar, give me the effort. It should have been like, God, if God is real, why did they take my children? He knew God was up to something. Don't let anything take you away from your duty post. Many times, it's lack of oil. After you've jacked to church, you've done, maybe somebody told you something that is affecting you. Maybe your heart is defiled. Bible says the root of bitterness springing up, defiling many, causing trouble. Maybe. There are things that drain your oil. You have oil, you put it yesterday, but the enemy creates a hole to drain your oil. And you are thinking, yesterday I put oil there. I service my relationship with God, but something is drained. I pray in the name of Jesus. Nothing will drain your oil. Amen. Let me say this as I close. It's not something you do. It's not a choice. It's a need. You can't achieve anything for God without what I've just described to you. Pray in 2023, you'll blossom. Amen. I say you'll blossom. Amen. I say you'll blossom. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It's not an accident that we ordain people with oil. That this new level you are going to, you will not struggle. Because you can be ordained and be ordinary. I pray that in 2023, you will not be ordinary. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. How many of you have lived in a flat before that everybody is warming their cars in the morning? How you know a man is you open the bonnet, he will check the oil. Check the what else is there? You open the back. Any car you have, like you're checking the oil every morning. May the Lord deliver you from that. May God help us. May He have mercy on us. If you believe in, shout hallelujah. Matthew 25 is where I'm closing. I can't read the whole thing. Have you gained something? I'm just talking to you because I just thought to myself, what will these people know? After we have gathered for 12 days, if you return back to reset, there's something you need to be doing. You don't wake up in the morning to your phone. No. You don't wake up to talking to people. Before you realize who you are, somebody has dumped one problem on you. That's your entire day is messed up. But if you talk to God first, if you bow before God, the circumstances will bow before you. What are you doing? I'm reading a book. What is the book about? My first daughter, brought a book to me today. The mom gave her the book. Said, everything you taught in 12 Days of Glory. Everything was there. I said, wow, I need to see the book. When she brought the book, I've never read the book before. I said, including this. She said, no, but I just want to tell you that the topics were there. That's the book she's reading. Which book are you reading? Which book are you reading? Books that will stir you up again to unrighteousness. Where they're shooting themselves, pyam, 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 pyam. In 1999, one guy told me, Pastor Biodun, Kuza is a good church. I said, what happened? He said, when I finish listening to Tupac, I just want to shoot people in school. I said, what does he say? He said, die, die, die. I get to school, I just hear those words. I just start shooting people. I said, okay. Till today, I've not listened to the song. But songs carry spirits. Books, they are communication of spirits. I've never seen. See, people may die, but their books are still selling. Amen, somebody. Read books. Learn songs. Try it on YouTube. Open it in the morning. Learn one song per day. A Christian song. When they sing it in church, oh my God. And you know the song without looking at the screen, oh my God. What happens to you? Your spirit is lifted. You've been to a club before and the DJ plays you a song. That's how you dance. The same thing in the church. Why are you laughing? Amen. Praise God. Okay, I told you to turn to Matthew 25. I won't read it because I'm out of time. There's a story there of 10 virgins. Five, the Bible says, were wise. Five were foolish. I didn't say the Bible said it. Five were foolish. What happened to them? Their oil finished. And they told the people that had oil, please, give me oil. They said, no. So that it should be enough for me and you. Go and buy your own. When they went to buy oil, before they came back, the bridegroom came. And they kept knocking. And the bridegroom said, I never knew you. And they shut the door. That will not be your story. Amen. Your oil will not go down. Amen. Your fire will not go down. Amen. After this 12 years of glory, you will know what to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Amen. You will have the right friends. Amen. In the book of Judges, Samson, he took 300 foxes and ignited their tail and sent them to the plantation of the Philistines. He tied them together. He didn't set one person on fire. He tied them together. Who you are tied to can affect what you become. A lot of you are tied to people that carry bags, lift-on bags. A lot of people are tied to, no. You are tied to people that wear designers. What is the one you wore 5 years ago, where are they? A lot of people are tied to people that have cars. Hey, I just make a greet you with the attendance in church. When you see people with sticker, Koza, but they are carrying a car that you don't like, you don't greet them. There are some characters you must stop. Amen. You must stop some things. They are not of God. They are still. You are still worldly. It's just like I'm a pastor. Somebody comes to see me, he's a billionaire, then I give him attention. The next person doesn't have money to give me, then I will out him. No, I smile at everybody. Play with their children. Because that's the way God would have behaved if he was here. There are some things you ask yourself, where did I see this thing? Who is inspiring me? Is this thing supplying my oil or draining my oil? If it's draining your oil, be careful about it. Why am I sharing this with you? Particularly if you lived on the outskirts. People that are posing here, some of them didn't come like this. Some of them came like you. Make up your mind that everything you are taught, you will do. And your life will remain the same. This year, I pray for you. You will reign in this life with Christ Jesus. As he is, so you will be. In the name of Jesus. Now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we are. But when we see him, you will discover that you are exactly the way he is. I pray, just like David lived above his generation, you will live beyond your generation. He ate the food of priests. In the Old Testament, that was a guy that was a king and a priest at the same time. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Everything God has budgeted for you, you will live in the living reality. Can your amen be louder? Amen. I pray that your oil will never go dry. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The theme of this year will be a reality in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God will help you. Amen. Your fasting will not be in vain. Amen. Your prayers will not be in vain. Amen. Every single thing you did in 12 days of glory, God will continue with you, with it in 2023. Amen. You'll be victorious. I say you'll be victorious. Every single day, God will add to you. Amen. Bible says God added to David until the help he had was like the host of heaven. Daily. Receive daily help. Amen. Receive daily help. Amen. In your business, in ministry, in your career, receive daily help. Amen. Every single day, God will help you. Amen. If his mercies are new every morning, every single day, God will help you. It should be apparent that God is the helper. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Your words will not have to be with covetousness. Amen. God will supply your needs. Mercy will forgive your sins. In the name of Jesus, everything will be in place concerning you. Last year, 2022, you had to struggle through some things. But in 2023, I pray in the name of Jesus, when you look back, you will see God. Amen. God will back you up. He will be your standby. He will stand by you. Amen. You will never be left alone. Amen. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may be able to boldly say, the Lord is my helper. God will help you. Amen. You will not only reign, you will reign with Christ Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God will silence all your adversaries. Amen. In the name of Jesus, it will be apparent that God is with you. Amen. And as you secret oil in everything you do, you will have sweatless victory. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that the fast has finished today, but the impact of the Lord in your life will never finish. Amen. Let the miracles begin. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a hand, somebody. Give the Lord a hand. There's no way you can celebrate someone for performing and he will not perform. Are you clapping or celebrating? Amen. Say after me, everybody say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I heard your word and I believed your word. Today, I confess Jesus as my Lord and as my personal Savior. I believe Jesus came in the flesh. I believe he died on the cross. I believe that on the third day he was raised from the dead. Therefore, everything he did by his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, I receive in my human spirit. I receive the gift of eternal life. From today, I am born again. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, come and reign in me. Come and rule in me. Come and live in me. Thank you, Father. Let me never lack oil. Let things I do begin to reflect that I'm reigning this life with Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Somebody clap about it, shout about it.